Warning. This program contains strong language not suitable for children.
Welcome to the Gangster Party Line Podcast. Today we are joined by myself, Brent Weinbach.
Me, Greg Edwards.
Adam Sherry is here.
Hey, how's it going? Good to be here.
And special guest, comedian and writer, Moshe Kasher.
Fuck you, Brent. I'm just starting. I don't know. Did I start too early? I thought that we were already doing this.
That was perfect.
Okay, good. I didn't mean it. I mean, or did I?
We'll find out on this episode.
So each caller, gangster, will talk shit with one of the GPL staff, and then the best caller, as decided by us, will come back to go up against the final boss, the mystery gangster.
Let's go.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Hey, I just missed a phone call from this number. Hello?
You don't want to talk crap?
Hello?
You got scared, huh, Brent?
You want to talk crap?
Shut the fuck up, dude. Your fucking voice. You cock-gobbling, numbnut, ass-fuck.
You sound like a sweaty...
Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm getting sweaty just fucking thinking about my next line for your stupid bitch ass, you sister fucking cunt crap shit.
You're
fuck,
so wet dude. In the ass right
you
now. You're
like
just gushing out of your butthole.
Bead.
Your seat is drenched right now.
Like
you're trying so hard to sound tough, and all of that try-hard is coming
burp.
Out of the back end and spilling all over the floor right now. You're going to have
bitch,
to mop up. You better
bitch,
mop up.
I'm burping. Just hearing you fucking breathe is giving me... fucking acid reflux, you stupid cunt ass bitch.
You get acid reflux anyways.
About?
You normally get acid reflux. You can't even eat any spicy food at all. You try to go to an Indian restaurant, forget about it.
Shut the
you
fuck
think
up,
you
dude.
Think you got a tough stomach? Because you don't.
You
actually.
And the whole fucking shut the fuck up. Hang on. I'm getting another call. Your mom wants to suck my dick or some shit like that.
Your dad wants to suck my dick.
Dude, your dad already sucked my dick and your fucking brother, you dumb shit.
Your dad is so hot for me, you
fuck,
know that?
Dude.
You're and he's stupid too, actually, just like you.
Ass,
like father,
dude.
Like son.
Like a fucking, you look like a sewer drain that I shit in, you fucking cock gobbler. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why are you going poo inside of drains?
I'm fucking out.
You should be going poo
onto
a plate
pants.
Like a normal
I'm
person.
Out, you dumbass.
You should be going poo
hey,
onto
hey,
a plate.
Hey, hey,
and
hey.
Eat.
You had me a sister fucking.
Sister, dad, your brother, all that
oh,
shit.
Oh, man.
Dude. I'll sit him down on my toilet. We're talking about shit. I'll squirt them with my bidet. Dude.
My dad got
fuck
divorced
you.
Recently. He probably needed that dick.
Dude,
you got that
I bet
fresh,
fucking did, dude.
Uncircumcised dick, right? Nice whole
what I'm
dick.
Fucking talking about, dude. You look like a fucking, you look like a sweaty foreskin, you fucking bitch ass.
You took that from me. I said foreskin first. You can't say my shit. That's my
fuck
shit.
Fuck you, man. I'm building on it.
You build
I'm building on it. You can't build on it.
You're just a little
fuck
thief.
You guys.
Can't build
you're
on a foreskin.
I'm out, dude. I'm about to go fuck all your fucking friends, moms, sisters, brothers, dads. Fuck you guys. Peace out.
All right, pretty cool, pretty cool.
I like it when he said I was building on it. I thought that was cool because, Greg, when you said you can't take my foreskin thing, I was like, that's pretty good. That he kind of called him out on his brain process, but then that guy was like, no, I took it and I added to that foreskin.
I actually respected that about him is that he built on it. He didn't take it. He built on it.
And I also like that it's talking about foreskin because I thought like the foreskin got even bigger.
Right, it was like the opposite of a circumcision.
Right. It's just like stretching even bigger.
Well, that's what happens. I don't know if you guys know this. When a Jew becomes converts to Christianity or Islam, not Islam, Christianity specifically, then they'll do that process. They'll build on it, and they'll add a foreskin to bring you back.
You're on the line.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Good. How
I'm
are
doing
you?
Great. I'm doing great. I'm currently making dinner. Figured I'd call and talk some shit, you know.
Well, why don't you talk some shit instead of talking about your fucking dinner? You sound like a little bitch out there cooking. Why don't you have a woman cook for you?
She's taking a class right now.
Well, that's that's problem A right there. You shouldn't let your woman take classes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Education is generally a bad thing for women.
I got to be honest with you, dude. You sound like a fucking nerd, like a straight up nerd. Even the way you say dinner and education, both of those words, you sound like a nerd.
Yeah. No, I've been accused of that from time to time. It's a label that I'm trying to claim more proudly. But, you know, I mean, sometimes the asshole jocks like you
You think I'm a jock?
Are down on me for that.
You think I'm a jock?
Well, I
know,
no,
dude. I'm not a jock. I'm a rolling 60s crip.
Oh, okay.
I'm a gangster. I mean, what did you think this was? You think this was sports hotline? Sports party line? You thought we were going to talk about rugby?
Typically, rugby's a sport.
Yeah, rugby's a sport. See, I knew you were a fucking nerd. Every crip in LA plays rugby, dude.
Do you think rugby or football is more gangster, though?
I don't like being posed questions to by bitches, but I will answer this one. I think that rugby's a more of a gangster sport. Even though America is a more gangster country, rugby's a more gangster sport because you don't have pads. Speaking of pads, you probably got one in right now because I bet you're on your period. Sound like it?
No, but I'm curious why you would say that, because rugby, you gotta like put your face in other dudes' asses and like kind of form this weird hug. Huddle thing all the time, and it just seems like there's way too much. Like,
hey man, you know your girl's fucking another dude, right? She's not taking a class. What class is she taking?
She's not.
She's totally fucking another dude.
Literally, she's.
Come on, man.
She's across
What's
the
your
wall.
Name? What's
me.
Your name?
No one's taking classes in
Dennis?
Person. COVID.
Your name's Dennis Thomas.
No, my name's Michael.
Michael. Yeah, man.
Is your name honestly? Answer the question honestly. Is your name Dennis Thomas?
Michael, I feel bad for you, man.
It is not.
I feel bad for
Michael,
you.
Are you an angel? I'll take that as a yes.
Does my hesitation?
You don't want to reveal
answer?
The truth, yeah, huh? Yeah. You're not cut out for this, man. You're not cut out for this. You're too much of an angel.
I got a question, Michael. Was your father a thief?
Yeah.
Because you seem like a bastard whose dad died in a thievery situation gone
Michael,
wrong.
Michael, do you know the dude that your wife's fucking? I think you know the guy, right? He's like your best friend or something. He acts like he's your best friend.
It's just my girlfriend. I can literally see her.
Whoa, her mind is on another man.
You know, I hope she's not.
Michael,
you're
the weakest dude I know, Michael.
Wait, Michael, will you call out to your girlfriend and say, baby, you're not fucking anybody else, are you?
Can I talk to her? Can you put her on the phone?
Hold on. Let me
yeah, you don't want to do that. You're too scared. You're a little scared bitch.
Put your girl on the phone.
You're a little scared little angel. Michael, you're never going to get your wings like this.
You and I answer a question for a podcast real quick?
Yeah. Put your lady on the phone. I want to talk to her.
Hey, are you fucking anyone else?
Is what the question was?
Yeah, That's what the question is.
Here, put the earbud in.
What podcast is this?
Joe.
It's a Joe Rogan experience. You're on Joe Rogan.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
No, only in my dream.
Only in your dream.
We knew it. Wait, Michael, before we go, I think it would be a good experiment for you to talk some shit. Like, say something really rude to one of us.
I don't know what to say. You're putting me on the spot. I think I am too kind for
this. I know, that's why I'm saying this.
It's
like your bar mitzvah.
I'm too Midwestern.
Whenever Michael doesn't talk crap, a maxi pad gets its wings.
Right,
goodbye,
Michael.
Now, sometimes people call in when we're not answering the line, and they leave a nice message. Let's take a listen to some now.
Good job, meet your motherfucking ass, nigga. Say something, nigga. Say something, nigga. Yeah, that's your fault, nigga. Yeah, exactly. Your pussy ass, nigga. So you ain't no dick, nigga. Urging your bitch, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that gay ass shit, nigga. You dead, nigga. Meet your motherfucking ass. Alright, peace. Sight, nigga. Bald head, crusty lip, potato skin, neck, motherfucking nigga. Your taco shell neck, motherfucker. Oh shit, I'm about to clown you, nigga. Your motherfucking muscle nose, nigga. I'm about to clown the shit out your body, it is, boy. Motherfucking having sex with crackheads, with turkeys, and kind of sex a lot of tighties, head ass, nigga. Knock your bitch ass up. Alright, for real, I'm done this time. Sight, motherfucker. Motherfucking. Motherfucker. Nigga, I see sharpie cans on my ass, looking ass, nigga. Pussy.
Yeah, all right. I like that. That was good.
I loved it. He had a strategy.
Well, he was psyching us out. He was psyching us out, yeah. Right? I mean, you can't.
He came to the call with a strategy. He was going to talk shit, say goodbye, and be like, nope,
it was also
I'm
funny
back.
That he talked all this crap and then said peace. But that was part of his trick, you know, or whatever. That was part of his strategy, I guess, is peace. And then, no, he's going to give you more, you know? And I felt, and we fell for it. I thought the call was over and he kept going.
That's what the Japanese did in the Second World War. They're like, all right, peace. Psych.
No, that was good. That was good. Let's hear another call.
Yo, you bitch ass motherfucker, you come around here, you put some shit up on the internet and shit. Talk about like you trying to talk shit and shit, but you know what's shit, man? All you got is your fucking Twitter shit. Like, all I'm trying to say is that, man, you got some Twitter beef.
I'm being quiet, because I'm like, I'm number one representative for noise complaint, motherfucker. You don't know shit about that noise complaint, motherfucker. Shit, motherfucker. You don't want none of this noise complaint, motherfucker. I'll send my chihuahua into your fucking apartment. He'll just tear that shit fuck up. He's got like those mandible claws and shit that he's just supposed to cut off. They're supposed to cut those shit off. But I told him to stick that around. You know, my chihuahua still got his balls. Man, this shit go down, man. This shit go down. We go all these streets. Get on here. Get on this. No. We talking shit right now. Like this motherfucker, like he said, I don't even know, but talk your shit, man. I'm going to talk my shit, you understand me? I come the most on the West Coast for everything in the world, but I have a little daddy on everything, you understand me? I thought it was going
Okay, oh interesting.
God. Wow.
Well, it was at first I just was thinking, okay, this is a lot of information here, you know? But then it evolved into this other thing, and I thought, okay, I'm kind of into this. Yeah.
Was there just a guy saying shit in the background?
He had a crew.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that he said mandible claws at some point, which is...
Mm-hmm. He said, my chihuahua still got his balls.
Yeah, he said he would bring his chihuahua to your apartment and it would tear your whole apartment up. I mean, there's a lot of information happening. And I also felt like he started slow and then he found his groove, you know? And then all of a sudden he was in the hood auctioneer phase.
Auctioneer.
That was amazing.
Hood auctioneer, that's hilarious.
It felt like one of those old like hip hop tapes where they have like the little
interstitial.
Yeah. It was great.
It did. It really did have that sound to it, like a 90s hip hop interstitial. That was Hey, bitch.
Okay, bitch. All right. I'm a bitch, right? You're a fucking bitch.
Yeah, you're a bitch with fucking like 3G. What the fuck's wrong with your cell phone connection, little fucking T-Mobile using bitch? Step up your game. Get Verizon if you want to talk shit.
I can't even put a goddamn sentence together. You fucking...
I think I did pretty good. Everybody laughed, and no one's laughed once at anything you've said, you little bitch.
I didn't hear one goddamn laugh, okay? You're laughing my end. Listen. You hearing laughter?
Well, guess what? I'm in a Zoom right now, so I was able to hear with crystal clarity the laughter. So just because you have technical problems because you can't afford internet access, don't take it out on me.
No, definitely you laughing at yourself, you little pussy. You know that.
You think I have a little pussy? I got the biggest pussy since your mother.
A little pussy. A tiny little pussy.
No, my pussy is almost half as big as your mother's, and it's the biggest one in California.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my mom's pussy's big, all right? Yeah,
it's
like,
gigantic.
You know that,
yeah,
okay?
because your dad lets dudes come over and gangbang her all the time, so it's flopping out all over the floor like a Persian carpet.
Okay, yeah, well, that's how my mom met your mom, okay? Because she was over at that gangbang, all right? And that's how they became friends. So fuck you, whatever, dude. You don't know my mom.
Well, first of all, my mom would never be friends with your mom because my mom doesn't fuck with the moms of losers. So I'll just start there. Second of all, my mom's been dead for over 20 years.
You don't know my mom, okay?
I do know your mom. What do you mean? I know her in the biblical sense.
No.
That means anal.
No, my mom is great, all right, dude?
Your mom's
been dead, you said, so I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fucking go there, but fuck you.
You can't say sorry. You cannot say sorry.
This is not gangster, man.
Do not apologize.
That wasn't gangster.
Do not apologize.
No. A gangster would say something like, I'm glad your mom's dead. I was there when she died. I fucked her to death. That's what you should have said. You want to start over?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. You're just being a big pussy on here, and you're just fucking your bitch, and that's the end of the day.
Okay,
that's
but
all
you know what?
Let me prove it to us all.
I want you to talk major crap about his dead mom right now. Go.
Yeah. Really go there. Really go there. Get into what you think what it might have been that she died of, or anything like that.
Of course. Yeah, no, fuck you, man. Like, I hope that it was cancer of all kinds. I hope that she had one cancer that spread into all the cancers. I don't know how many cancers there are, but I hope your mother got all the cancers. I'm going to find her grave. I'm going to dig her up. I'm going to fuck her dead fucking corpse. And I hope I get cancer that she had from that. That's what I hope happens, wow. Okay? And then I hope I fuck your dad and spread the cancer to your dad, too.
Okay, you know, here's the thing is I'm split right now on my reaction because I'm really proud of you. You really blossomed just then, but also my mother did die of all the cancers, like all at once, and so that was really personal and hard
well,
for me.
Good, then great. How many points do I win then? Dear Jesus, I hit it on the fucking nail on the head,
name?
Huh? My name is Colton, man. Okay?
Colton, man.
I think you just had a major breakthrough today.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty gangster that he got cancer. Like, he fucked her so hard that he got the
cancer. Her corpse.
Yeah, he's like, so into being gangster. He doesn't...
I mean, that's how cancer works.
Hey, I think you made some serious progress, Colton. And, you know, we're all proud of you here at the Gangster Party Line. You just grew as a gangster.
Yep.
Yeah, Cole.
Your mother and I love you very much.
Fuck your mom, fuck you, and have a fucking terrible rest of 2020, I hope.
Right on, Colton. Really good work.
That was great. Oh, he felt so bad.
His mom's not even dead, too.
Oh, he felt so bad. Oh, we got the sweetest dudes.
It's good. It's cathartic, probably, for these people. I mean, well, how many times in your life do you get a chance to absolutely just abuse people?
That's true.
I guess every time you sign on the internet. But other than that, like, that's kind of it.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, you trying to talk some shit or what?
I'm talking shit. Don't come up here trying to talk shit to me. I'm talking shit. Now, what's your name?
My name's Logan, bitch.
Logan.
My name is Logan, bitch.
Logan, bitch. Your mom named you after Wolverine? Your mom's a bitch.
Yes, she do.
Your
mom, she's not a bitch.
She likes Marvel.
Okay, Logan ain't a bitch, though. Wolverine ain't a bitch.
Where are you from with that accent? You from Oklahoma? You a cowboy gangster?
No.
Where are you from, Logan? From Oklahoma? Country bitch. You got dust all in your boots.
Yeah, I do.
Something
wrong with that? That's why I'm trying to call and talk some shit, because I got way too much dust in my boots.
Got tractors,
and I'm trying to get the shit out.
You got you a John Deere tractor?
I got me a John Deere, and I got a fucking horse, too. You trying to talk some shit about it, or what?
Man. Hey, Logan, have you fucked your horse? You sound like you fuck horses. Have you fucked your horse today?
Nah, come on. Hey, I'm not trying to talk that kind of shit.
I don't know, Logan. You sound
don't
like
come
you
at me did. With that.
You sound like you fucked your horse a couple
what is,
times.
Hey, what is this? Is this a podcast or what? Because somebody just gave me this number and said to call and talk some shit.
I'm going to be honest. I can't believe you even know the word podcast with that country-ass accent.
Hey, I've talked to Brent on a podcast before.
Yeah, did you guys go gather water from the well, you fucking country-ass dust bowl bitch?
Yeah, we did. And it was good, too.
It's called water.
Hey, what is this shitty-ass podcast, anyway?
Hey, good. Good. You're starting to, you're learning. You're going there.
You're learning.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. But what is this shitty-ass podcast?
It's the Gangster Party Line,
man. It's the Gangster Party Line.
Oh, it's a podcast now?
Oh, you sound like you don't like that, Logan. You don't like the way we coming up? You don't like us making money?
Well, Hey, what did you... Did you vote for fucking Biden or something?
I knew it, country bumpkin ass. I knew you... The only reason you wanted to talk shit is because you were so frustrated about the election results, you fucking electoral college doubting ass bitch.
He's pissed off. He's upset that Rocky Guerra didn't win.
You Joe Jorgensen voting ass bitch.
Yeah.
Spell electoral.
Is that libertarian bitch, Joe Jorgensen?
Yeah, that's that libertarian bitch. You know, let's talk some shit about libertarians.
How about this one? Fuck libertarians. They suck.
Oh, shit. Logan, don't go there. Logan.
I'm bringing the heat.
No,
dog.
That's too much.
Dog.
All right, Logan. Logan, let's see here. Logan, let me be honest with you. You sound like an ugly loser. I'm just going to be honest with you. Just based on your voice, your vocal inflections, you sound like an ugly loser that no one loves,
including your parents.
Who's
speaking right now? Who's speaking?
Don't worry about who I am. You know
is
who I
Moshe?
Am? I'm Magneto. No. I don't know who Moshe is. I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Sounds like Moshe.
No, I don't know. I gotta go.
That's pretty. You know what? That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
Hey, is it for real Moshe? Because I talked to Moshe on a podcast once too.
Really? What the hell? You call every podcast? Yeah, it's me.
Yeah,
what
are you trying to get? Are you trying to get people some shitty ass relationship advice on this thing or what?
Oh man,
this is getting really intense.
Hey Logan, I got a question for Logan. Is your name long for log? As in poo,
yeah,
as in
yeah.
Poo log?
My mom named me log. Yeah, my parents named me log, but then we.
That's how your mom gave birth. Is she just pooed you out?
She thought you were a log, and then she looked down and she's like, "That's no log, that's Logan."
Logan, what red state are you calling from?
I'm in Texas.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
I am from Texas.
No,
I'm a Texas.
I am not from Texas. I'll admit it.
Make no dots about it. I am from Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I said Dallas. You don't know geography, you dumb bitch.
I didn't hit Dallas. Ooh, I like that. I like it when you get salty.
I like that.
I think I'm just supposed to say bitch a lot.
Yeah, honestly, you're doing a good job.
You wear boots?
Thank you.
You wearing boots?
Yeah, I do. I do sometimes.
Do you wear a bolo tie?
Not right now. I got the Adidas on.
What
right
about
now.
The bolo? You got the bolo?
Do you have an oil derrick in your backyard? Is it just like spewing oil back there? Is that how you pay the bills? You go get a bucket of oil and sell it at the gas station?
Yeah, I'm fucking rich, bitch.
Nice.
What do you do for money? I know you're not making money off comedy, are you?
No, I'm making money on this podcast right now. They told me that if I could find the biggest bitch in Texas, they'd pay me a $500 bonus, and I think I just got paid.
Oh, shit. Hey, happy to oblige, buddy.
Happy to oblige. All right, then. All right, look, Logan, thanks for calling. We salute you.
Yeah.
Y'all come back now, you're here. Y'all come back now, you're here.
Hey, y'all come back now, you're here. Hey, for real, though, what?
That was perfect, actually. Yeah. That was perfect.
That's
a perfect
hilarious.
Game.
He's like, this
that
motion,
was very funny.
This Moshe right here.
Who is that? Is that Moshe? I mean, that is a very funny idea of a person that just calls any podcast where there's a phone call available. He's just like, I'll call the Endless Honeymoon podcast. I'll call the Pound House. I'll call Gangster Party. Anytime there's a phone number, I'm calling it. Hey, bitch. What's up, bitch?
Hey, what's up? What's up, you fucking dweebs?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? What? I didn't hear you.
I said, what's up, you fucking dweebs?
We're not dweebs. We're cool as fuck. You sound like a fucking dweeb. You're actually the dweeb. You're the biggest dweeb on this call right now. I can tell.
I don't know, because I'm listening to you talk, and it sounds like you're a way bigger dweeb than I am.
Well, you know what? Sometimes audio, it doesn't come through. You know how in text you can't tell tone? It's like that here. I sound like a dweeb, but I'm actually incredibly cool. And you sound normal, but I can tell that you're actually an enormous loser.
That's crazy, because people who usually say they're incredibly cool are usually the biggest dweebs I've ever met in my fucking life. So that's got to be you, right? Am I talking?
What's funny about that is that you're actually right. People that say that usually are. And in this case, I'm the exception to the rule. I'm incredibly cool. Actually, if you doubt it, ask your mother. She knows.
Oh, that's crazy. I just asked your mother, who's actually was right next to me just a second ago, and she said that not only you're a dweeb, but you suck a fat cock.
Wait a minute. Why was my mom next to you? Let's just start there. I'm getting a little confused. Why was my mom next to you?
Well, she was blowing me. I told her I had to go and call you, so she left. She went on her way.
Oh, that's why she was able to say that, yeah. I suck a fat cock while sucking your cock. Because your dick is so small, she could have a full conversation while sucking it.
Well, it sounded like, oh, go, 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 and then I said, excuse me, and then she backed off, and then she, you know, completed her sentence after that.
So my mom was gagging on your dick, you're saying, and then she backed off, said, you know who sucks a great dick is my son. Is that
right.
Basically how it went? So she
that's
knows
exactly
what you like sexually. She knows what you like. You like a blowjob while the woman talks about other men sucking your dick.
Well, I just like a blowjob, and then if there's any extraneous conversation, I'm usually here for it. And your mom is a regular of mine, so I don't mind if she has to talk, you know. So I give her the time of day.
Oh, she's a regular. You're actually a prostitute.
I mean, yeah, maybe I make a little bit of money. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. It's just interesting to me that the world's biggest dork and loser would become a male prostitute. How did you open up a market?
Well, just because someone might be a dork, you know, like yourself, we like to make money. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, it's like nerd culture, like how nerds became cool when you rode that wave to becoming a male prostitute.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
That's so interesting. So a tiny dick loser became a male prostitute. What a niche. Here's the bad news. You know, it's like you're making a lot of jokes about my mom sucking your dick and stuff like that, but my mom's actually been in prison for the last 20 years, so I know it's not possible that she was with you. She went to jail for killing a loser, and she's getting out tomorrow, so you better watch your back.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I'm going to make sure I'm free then, because I'm going to need to talk to her. I'm going to need my fat cock sucked, and I know your mom will be out, so...
Oh, yeah.
So someone who's related to you has been sucking my dick, who's been passing himself off as their mom, so just let you know.
Oh, that's my brother. That's got to be my brother.
Oh, well, your brother's got great tits.
Yeah. No, he's a slut. He's a real slut.
Totally makes sense. Thanks for clearing that up, you fucking loser.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate talking to somebody that's actually a bigger loser than me. It's always, like, refreshing, because sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, is there ever anybody going to be lamer than me? And then I talk to someone like you and I'm like, there's hope. You know what I mean? Well, so I appreciate
that. Yeah, that's cool, man. No problem. I'll give you a call when I go pick your mom up tomorrow and she starts sucking my fat cock again, because, you know, I'm sure she'll want to talk to you.
So you have a fat cock, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I have a fat cock.
That's awesome, man. How fat?
I mean, it's pretty fat, dude. I mean, are we talking like centimeters, inches? What are you trying to gauge?
Does it have friends?
Yeah.
Does it speak French?
Yeah. Does it speak? Is it bilingual?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it fat enough to speak another language?
Is it fat enough to have dual citizenship?
Yes. And it does. Thank you for asking.
Is it diabetic?
Type 1, so I don't have any control over it, but yes.
Oh, well, that's why it's so fat, because you keep injecting it with insulin. That doesn't count.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta sustain the growth. It started that way. It was type 1, so it was always fat, so that's kind of how I, you know, just know it.
Oh, it has a growth on it? Oh, man, that's not fat. You have dick
that's
cancer.
That's a tumor.
Oh. Oh, hey,
that's a tumor.
Still fat, though, you know what I'm saying?
It's a fat tumor, but you're about to die.
I mean, listen, man, fat is fat.
You make a good point.
Thanks, man. Nice. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Hey, that was a good call. Thank you for calling. Ciao.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Or I should say bonsoir. And to your penis, bonsoir.
Ah, toi aussi. Have a good night.
Oh, man, that was great.
He was pretty good, actually. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was good. He never laughed. He didn't laugh once. He was in the game. You know what I mean? He wasn't trying to, like, crack. He didn't break. He was
also using, you know, he was responding. You know, he was
totally.
He was playing off of whatever somebody said. He was building on.
Building.
He was building.
He was building on the tumor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't say thank you, bitch. That's the first thing you say to me is thank you? What kind of bitch are you, man? Thank you. I can't believe you said thank you, man. Shut the fuck up, man. You said thank you. You don't come up here and say thank you. Say something mean. Say something mean. Come on. Oh, man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
You asked me to say something mean.
Come on, man.
And now you're interrupting me. That's kind of shitty, dude.
Interrupting you.
Why are you interrupting me like that? Did your mom
teach
you?
Greg, can I jump in here?
Yeah, man.
Can I jump in here?
I'm sorry.
Do you need a hand?
Help me out here.
Don't try to run before you can walk. So start with something basic. Just say, like, fuck you, or you're a bitch. Try that.
All right. Fuck you, you're a bitch.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Great job.
Now say something that your coach didn't tell you to say. Come on. Bitch. Come on, man.
Your mom coached me to eat her pussy.
All right. I mean, that's the softest thing. I mean, I'm sure my mom probably did that. My mom's the type of woman that would coach a bitch ass dude to eat a pussy.
Where are you from?
No, I'm from Fresno, California.
I knew it.
Fresno.
I knew it.
Yeah, you sound like a you sound like an agricultural bitch. You sound like you plant a melon field or two. You farming bitch. Yeah. You fucking farming bitch, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go mess the hogs. You fucking agricultural dust bowl of California,
hanging
little
out
bitch.
At rallies, eating the big Buford.
You probably live in Fresno because of its proximity to Yosemite, you nature-loving bitch. Hey, speaking of nature, your mom gave me half dome, half pussy, if that makes any sense to you.
Thanks, man.
Very cool.
He was way too soft. That guy was too soft.
I liked him, though. I like it when they're soft. I think it's funny. They're like they're trying to break through something.
There's too many softies, though. We need somebody harder for that. We need somebody very hard.
Hello?
Yo, you want to talk some shit?
I'm here to talk some shit. I wrote you guys a song. It's going to be hard to play with one hand. I can do two hands, though. Go with life.
Oh, man.
Hey, fuck you guys. You really suck. You can't order pizza and you talk like ducks. Hey, fuck you guys. And maybe girls. But don't know the situation. And fuck your moms. And fuck both your dads. I bet they suck dick and live in Japan. Fuck you guys, but have a good night. Fuck you forever. I'm going to eat my dinner. All right, hey, you guys have a great fucking night. Fuck you, hey.
Okay, fuck you too. That was great. That was amazing.
He kind of just came in and did his thing and they left, you know?
Yeah, that's my 30 seconds, all right? And that's what I said. Fuck you guys. Hey, see you later. Papai zones.
What did he say? Papai zone?
I mean, he sounded like... I kind of wish that he talked more. I mean, I thought he was... He kind of has a tough sounding accent, too. He's like... Yeah, I'm just here to. I just wanted. That's my 30 seconds. I'm out of here. I got a pie zone.
Talk
pie
some
zone.
Shit. Hey, pie zone. I gotta go to the pie zone.
Hey, that was my 30 seconds. Pie zone.
Hey, fuck you guys. Pie zone. Gotta go make my dinner.
We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, one of my bullies just got out of jail.
Yeah, really?
I saw it on Facebook.
Wait, you're friends with your bully on Facebook?
it was a picture. Other friends had him in a picture, and I saw that picture of the bully at one of his kids' high school games. And like, I was like, oh, this dude went to jail, and I felt happy about it, and then I immediately felt bad.
I have a couple. There's a couple people in my past that I'm like, I bet they're in jail or dead. And there's a part of me that's like, that's cool. And then there's another part of me. I'm just like no, it's not. Obviously, they were a product of a terrible environment.
Exactly.
Why am I thinking that's cool?
Yo, you want to talk some shit?
Let's talk some shit, man. I heard you've been talking shit.
Yeah, I've been talking shit. I've been just talking shit about your mom, dog. Your mom got them good DSLs, man. Dick sucking, dolphin sucking lips.
You know about mama.
I know about your mama. I call her Pam. Pam got that good head. Is that her name? You sound like that's really her name. You laughing and shit. Don't be laughing on this phone call, man.
Man, how you know her name?
Cause I fuck her. I fuck Pam. I fuck your mom. I fuck her all the time. She's a good lady. She's very proud of you.
Is you that motherfucker that's been creeping in at the middle of the night and shit?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm loud, and she usually leaves Jolly Ranchers for me on top of the refrigerator because, you know, I fuck her so good she buys me candy. She's a good woman. You need to be nice to your mommy. You need to take out the trash, your trifling ass. Can I call you trifling?
Hell no.
Oh, all right. Hell no. Nah. You got mad about trifling.
What's your name?
You ain't... What's my name?
Yeah.
My name's Duncan. I already popped off. I told you my fucking name.
Duncan?
Yeah, Duncan popped off. Duncan popped off, dude. Duncan, Hoyt, Clinton, everybody out here. Everybody popped off.
I'm popping off
Duncan
right now.
Duncan done told your ass.
Yeah, Duncan, Corey, Skyler. Skyler's popping off. He popped off already.
Accent alone, you don't sound like a Duncan. I'm going to be honest with you.
The fuck's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You got a. It sounds like to me like you got a white boy name, but you got a something else in your attitude. You got a slight Mexican vibe coming through. I'm not sure.
Man, I am white.
Nah, okay, no. Okay, good.
I don't believe you, Doc.
Man, what's up? Yo, so when I saw the ad for the number and shit, I heard I would be talking to some Jewish motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah, that's me.
You are?
You're talking to a Jew. What's up? You got something
to
say?
Okay, cool. Yeah, what's up? Here's what I got for your ass. So, how you feel about being Jewish and shit?
That's what you have for him as a question?
Yeah, because I'm honestly just curious about your cultural background and how much it affects your daily life and that shit.
Well, I'm glad you asked, man. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You sound like a trifling, as Greg said, little bitch that I wouldn't waste my time talking to. But because you asked in such a respectful way, I'm going to tell you that my Jewish faith is a big part of the backbone of who I am. It's a foundation of, I think, myself as a comedian and as a human being and as a man. And the history, the rich history, the tapestry of history that my people have woven is a garment that I wrap myself in as a protection from this world. And to go a little further with that, it sounds like you sound like you have very bad breath.
Okay, so here's my response to that, okay? I respect your cultural background and how you like feel wrapped up in it and shit like that. And I appreciate the fact that you were able to open up about that aspect to you, because I asked so respectfully. And I just want to say I respect the Jewish people, okay? And you sound like a bitch-ass motherfucker.
Okay, yeah. And I just want to say back, thank you, appreciate that. I appreciate that mutual respect of cultures. And speaking of cultures, I do want to say that your character, your gangster character, is wildly vacillating between white person, Mexican person, and black person.
And Hasidic, and Hasidic Jew also.
And I respect that.
There was.
And Hasidic Jew. And I got to say, I respect that you're willing to ape the culture of every single culture around you. And never once, I'll be honest with you, did you sound like a Duncan. And for that, I want to give you your props.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I try not to sound like my name.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
You totally don't.
So what's up with y'all? Because I know there's a Jewish, you're a Jewish guy, and then is there, can I talk to one of them dog motherfuckers?
Okay, arf arf. This is the dog. Hello? Hi, I'm the dog gangster. Arf arf.
Okay, all right, cool. You smell like shit.
Well,
bitch.
That's what comes out of me, and that's what I eat for breakfast, so.
Speaking of dogs, E-Style is the way that I took your mom last night.
Oh.
Pam. Pam got that good.
Yeah,
ass.
Pam. Yeah, Pam.
How is Pam?
Yeah, how
Pam's
is Pam?
Dead.
Oh, yep. I knew something was off. I knew something didn't feel right.
Yeah, she got, I believe she was whacked about 5-6 years back.
Wait a minute, whacked? So you're Italian now? So wow, you've gone a lot of different places. Hey, speaking of being an Italian gangster, you ever been to the Pie Zone?
The Pie Zone?
Yeah, you've been to the Pie Zone?
Is that some like Western pizza shit that ain't like authentic Italian?
I don't know. We're trying to figure out if you've ever been there.
Have you ever eaten a pizza pie calzone style?
Yeah, I mean, that's like pretty much, it's like folded and it's like the pieces inside, right?
Yep, and actually, speaking of folded and inside, that's how I took your mom last night.
Oh, man.
Are you named after when I dunked my nuts in your mom's mouth?
Okay. Yeah, dunked them in.
Dunked in them? Or what, you named after Sandy Duncan? Which one?
Man, what's your name, man?
Sandy Duncan.
Sandy Duncan Jr.
Yeah.
That's Sandy Duncan Jr. That's Sandy Duncan's father.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Let's listen to one more voicemail.
So I heard you like to hear some shit, so I thought I would call you up because I fucked your mother the other night, and it was pretty goddamn good. And then I went over to your sister's place and I fucked her. So whenever you get this, I want you to give me a call. I'm going to give you my address so you can come over and suck my dick. Because I assume the last time you tasted a pussy is when you crawled out of your mother. So I assume that that taste will be very similar. Give me a call back, bitch. Wait until tomorrow, because you got to wake up real goddamn early in the morning to be a more hateful motherfucker than me.
Yeah, that guy is very, he's kind of very hardcore in his own way, you know?
I like that. He's like out to dinner at a restaurant and he like stepped away. You can still hear the people in the background. He's like, oh, I gotta take a call. And he's like, that's the call he makes.
There was a lot of mythology to it too. You know, I mean, it had narrative structure. It's like, I fucked your mother. Then I fucked your sister. Now I'm going to give you my address so that you can come over because the last time you tasted pussy was when you came out of your mother. So it'll be a very familiar taste to you. It's very, you know, it's intricate layers of narrative. It's deep.
Yeah. He's a poet in a sense. You know,
in a sense,
he sounded older too. He sounded like he was
older than
50s.
That even. He sounded like he could have been in his 70s.
Yeah, it was like an OG coming back to lace you with game. He was like, you're going to have to get up early in the morning to be more hateful than me. I've been doing this.
We're going to have our best caller go head-to-head with the mystery gangster coming up next after this break. Okay, so it's come down to it. Who should go up against the final boss, the mystery gangster?
I would have to say Pi-Zone.
Okay.
Because he wrote a whole song and I do want to hear more of what he has to say.
I like that, but he seemed very prepared and didn't have maybe, and he might not be able to bring enough into a spontaneity.
He didn't want more.
Or be in the moment.
Yeah, there wasn't much interaction.
Right, not as much interaction. But I did like I liked his voice though.
Yeah, that dude's not going to talk to us anymore. I think the dude that went back and forth with Moshe was real good.
I agree. I was thinking he probably was the best option. The guy who was listening to what you were saying, building on it. But I also did like the guy who was just swearing a lot too. That was kind of cool. But I think I want to get more of a dialogue going though. And I think the guy who was going back and forth, that guy was probably best. Yeah. Was he the fat dick?
That was like.
He
was the fat dick guy. Yeah. Fat as fat. Remember that guy? Fat as fat.
What's up, bitch?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Where the fuck you stay at? Where you from, bitch? I'm out of Longdale.
Who's asking, motherfucker?
Longdale, bitch. Longdale's asking, where the fuck you from, bitch?
Hey, what the fuck's the matter with you, Longdale?
Where the fuck you stay at?
I'm from where I'm from, bitch.
You stay out in Downey?
I'm from, bitch.
Where the fuck you from? Downey, California? Home of the first McDonald's.
Who you been talking to? Been saying I stay out in Downey. Who the fuck you talking about?
I seen you out there out of Citadel's trying on those big jeans.
Oh shit! Did you?
Yeah, you over at Citadel's. Where you at? You at the farm?
Bitch, you know where I stay. I keep it 100 out in Downey, Citadel. When I'm out in the farm, you know we're keeping it green, pretty much 300% of the day.
I know you out of that chicken coop, mm-hmm. picking out those eggs, cooking them scrambled, over easy, poached. All that shit, and I ain't trying to hear that.
All right, well, keep talking about my eggs and see what's going to happen, you big-ass dork. You buy fucking egg whites with a discount card. Don't even talk to me, bitch.
Shut the fuck up with your just eating the yolks only. I bet you eat those yolks raw.
What if I do, bitch? What you got to say about that with your egg white eating
ass? Well, because you probably have salmonella, and that shit is nasty.
That shit is nasty, man.
I don't even want to come near you with that salmonella shit, man. Get the fuck, man. Motherfucking salmonella little bitch-ass fucking chicken goonie-ass motherfucking Citadel motherfucker.
Okay, it sounds like you're too big of a bitch to get some salmonella, then.
You got that malnourished tone in your voice, and I could tell that you sound like you have AIDS, and that's all good. And guess what? Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
You don't know that. They're making crazy advancements. You don't know shit, bitch.
Crazy advancements, huh? Yeah, like what?
Yeah, that's what
are
I
said. Are you getting stronger?
Yeah, is like the phone broken over there?
You got that Magic Johnson serum?
I mean, maybe I do. You're asking a real lot of questions, though, about my age. Sounds like you might have some yourself.
Well, what I do have is the info you suck Magic Johnson dick. I know you suck Magic Johnson.
You got a fat cock.
Hey, look, you ever play one-on-one with Magic? I ain't talking about Magic Johnson. I'm talking about Magic. He hang out in the alley of behind Spike on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Man, what, you following me now or something?
Yeah, man, I got the cam.
Okay. All right, yeah, maybe I do fuck with Magic.
I got the AIDS cam on you, bitch.
Okay. Well, I'm flipping that right back at you, motherfucker. Bitch. I know, man, you sound real sick, though. You sound real sick.
I'm sick of your shit, bitch. That's the only thing I'm sick of.
You sound like you're treated, bro. You sound like you're about to die, my friend.
Shit, man, I'm about to die from this little bitch ass trying to talk shit.
I don't know about that. I think you're about to probably go before I am, you little punk ass bitch.
Look, I'm out here just trying to do my motherfucking thing. Fucking, I'm out here lying there, motherfucker, trying to this shit is fucked up, man. I mean, this motherfucker trying to talk shit. I'm out here doing my best and shit. Cheeks all sunken in.
God damn, man.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, yeah. That's AIDS, man. Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, well, why don't you come out to Downey someday, and we'll have a conversation.
I'll meet you at the McDonald's, the original McDonald's.
All right. I'll be there in like 25 minutes.
I'll be out there, motherfucker, man. I'm not fucking you up. And you know it's true.
Ah, let's go, bitch. Yo, I'm right
I'm
here, motherfucker. What
I'm
you gonna
stuff
say?
It up that ass. You know I'm going to do that. Hey, you ever get a chicken McNugget stuck in that dick hole?
Yeah, man. Fat ass dick hole. What do you expect?
What it was, man. What it was.
You ever wish you got a chicken nugget shoved in your dick hole? Too small over there?
I get it done every single day, man.
Hey, this is Brent right here, and I just wanted to congratulate you on going up against the final boss, and we appreciate your... the effort, and we appreciate the back and forth.
Okay. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you guys.
Good job.
Yeah,
thank
great
you so
job.
Much.
Great
I
job.
Really appreciate it,
you
guys.
Won.
It was a lot of fun.
You won.
All right. Well, fuck you.
Hey, I will suck your own dick.
We're sucking.
Okay, we'll go suck our own dick. Okay.
So what do you think? He won, I think, against the mystery gangster there, right?
Yeah, I really liked when he got sick.
Oh, when the mystery gangster got sick.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. But yeah, I think he did kind of, he had you on your toes.
He had the mystery gangster on his toes.
Oh, he had the mystery gangster on his toes.
Yeah, he was good. He was good all around. He did good in the first round with Mosh, and he did good with the mystery gangster.
Okay, well, once again, congratulations to Alex. Moshe, thank you so much for being on the show. That was really funny, and there was some really good crap talking.
Well, if you want some more sincere shit talking that isn't quite as aggressive, might I recommend the Endless Honeymoon podcast with my wife and I, where we give sincere relationship advice, but we also talk a little bit of shit. And I also have an album out called Crowd Surfing Volume 1. It's an all crowd work album, so you can get that just in time for
and Adam
X-Mass.
Did you want to plug anything or
yeah, you can, I don't know, find me on the internet, Adam Sherry, Schary, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Greg, where can people find you online?
You guys can find me at my website, gregcomedy.com. Check me out on Twitter, Greg the Grouch, and on Instagram, Greg Comedy.
And my Twitter is Brent Weinbach, Instagram is Brent Weinbach Comedy, and YouTube is Brent Weinbach.
Want to talk shit on the next episode? Call 213-373-4253 and follow the GPL on Twitter at GangsterLine.
Until next time, stay hardcore. And here's one more voice message to go out on.
Man, what's up, you punk ass bitch ass thing? I'm about to cupcake fart cup in your ass, bitch. Yeah, nigga. What's up, nigga? You want roll, nigga? You want clap on it, nigga? What's up? You want to get down, nigga? I'm gonna clap on your ass, nigga. I'm gonna fart in your face, nigga. What's up? I'm gonna put my ass on your motherfucking nose, nigga. Sit down on that shit. I make my dude go plop, nigga. When it hits the floor, yeah, nigga. What you know, dog? You don't know shit, dog. You want to come at me? Come at me, bitch. I'll shit all over your motherfucking floor, nigga. You ain't even gonna know it. You come home, you slip on it, fall down. Uh-oh, shit. Yeah, nigga. I'm gonna put that shit up all up in your mama house, too, nigga. What's up, nigga? You live at your mama house, nigga? What's up, nigga? You wanna fight? You wanna roll? You wanna clap on it, nigga? I'll clap on you back, nigga. I'm gonna go pow, pow, clap, clap. Make it sound like a motherfucker. I won a Grammy Award, nigga. Clapping all over your motherfucking ass, nigga. Spread my asshole wide.